as you know, the Brahma Viharas are the four movements of the heart of unlimited heart energy, metta being kindness, love, being for, karuna being compassion, mudita being joy, in sympathy with the joy of others, and upekkha being equanimity. And there are many ways to practice the four Brahma Viharas, but one classical way is using phrases, using statements. And it's very traditional. It's not something the Buddha taught, but it's after that. The Buddha, I think, went, his teaching on the Brahma Viharas was pretty high. So he went straight into the level of vibration. That the feeling of vibration, compassion is a vibration, love is a vibration, as a tether, you can call it. And equanimity as a vibration of steadiness, like an ocean, or like the great earth that is able to hold everything. But it's also practiced using phrases. And so I want to introduce the phrases of equanimity now. And for us to kind of just explore them, feel how they can be used. And I think the wise way to use them, I would say there's two ways to use them. One is to keep repeating them again and again and again and again, which will lead to the use of the phrases as a kind of mantra. And that itself creates concentration and a kind of focus of the mind, as well as the phrases having their meaning. Meaning kind of enters and just echoes around inside our consciousness. Another way to use them, which I think is more suitable to us here, is to use them as triggers of the heart. So we stimulate the heart to go in a certain direction. You can say, well, but isn't the practice to be open and not to be directed and to allow things to be what they are and so on? And here we are actually telling the heart what to feel. And the answer, I think, is that the practice is always, always both. Even in the instructions I gave this morning, I was talking about a lot of openness and a lot of spaciousness and a lot of presence and allowing and trusting things to arise, but also an intention. Yes, intend to go to the body, because it's wise to have a place to go for, you know, to direct our attention. It's intending to be kind. It's intending to be non-disturbable in the terms of equanimity. So there is intention, always intention in practice, as well as the open allowing things. So both, they're in a dialogue between one, a conversation. So the phrases are very much intentional, and they're triggering the heart to go in this direction. So a phrase, for example, just classic metta phrase would be, may you be happy. It's not about trying to get results. The may you be happy. And if you're miserable like that, oh, it doesn't work. I told my mother 100,000 times, may you be happy, and she's still miserable, and the whole Dharma doesn't work. It's because it's not about results. It's about shifting the vibration of the heart, the energy of the heart, the language of the heart, the music of the heart. So that's the way we use phrases. So what I suggest we do with the phrases, I'm going to say them one by one. I'm going to suggest three phrases. You can play with them. I suggest that you say them a little bit. Now you say them quietly to yourself. After I will say each phrase, and then you just say it to yourself. I will say it in English and then in Hebrew. But in your day, I think it's really useful to say the phrases now and then in order to reset the language of the heart, to do a reset. When our heart gets a bit contracted or struggling or disturbed or not focused or whatever, it does a reset to the heart. It triggers the heart in a certain direction. And the equanimity direction which we trigger the heart is the direction of spacious, steady, allowing, trusting. That's the vibration of equanimity, like the ocean, like the space. It's actually part of the four Brahma Viharas. Is very important, because if we don't have equanimity, you know, we can go too far with the others. Metta will take us over and we just become a kind of a fire of metta. And it needs, and then we get into all sorts of stuck places, such as why my metta doesn't work with somebody. So equanimity is bringing the big picture into the whole thing. The heart can get very busy and contracted. So equanimity is like, it's still in the heart, because the heart is the sense of spacious, trusting, open, allowing, not being disturbed or knocked over by things. So it is a heart quality, but a heart-mind. It's both. It's heart and a big heart and a big mind together. So I suggest we use the phrases in the day, now and then, and then we say the phrase a few times to ourselves. We go into the kitchen. There's a busa, there's a queue. My lunch will take me 1 hour to get to my lunch. Ah, wait a minute. May I accept things as they are? Oh! The whole picture changes. 180 degrees. Everything is different. So allow the phrases to come up now and then in our day. And what's important then is when you've said the phrases a few times, to stop and feel what's changed. Because that's the vibration level. It's like we say, we drop a stone into a pond and then we watch the ripples. Zorkim even but brecha v'roim et ha'advot. So, ha-mishpatim hem, I'm just repeating what I said, ha-mishpatim hem kmo triggerim v'az yesheket v'az anachnu rim ma karai malev. So sometimes, by the way, we don't put ourselves under pressure. Maybe the opposite will happen to the heart. Maybe the heart will say, bullshit, I'm struggling, forget all this equanimity stuff, this doesn't work, I'm disturbed and zil. But that's the heart also. It's also advot. Okay? Okay, so the first phrase, I'll say it like two or three times, and then we'll take a few minutes where you say it to yourself a few times, and also have a space where you don't say it and you just feel what's changed, okay? So in English, the first phrase, may I accept things as they are? I think we need a ritual for this. May I accept things as they are? May I accept things as they are? Mi ten va kabel et hadvarim kafi shehem. Mi ten va kabel. Ekabel et hadvarim kafi shehem. So we'll say it a few times and then we'll just feel the ripples, the ha'advot. So we can go to the next phrase, and well, the way you choose the phrase that is talks to you, you can choose the phrase, or even change the wording of the phrase if you like. It's really okay. You just have to do the job of triggering the heart. So the second phrase, may I be undisturbed by the coming and going of events. May I be undisturbed by the coming and going of events. May I be undisturbed by the coming and going of events. Miyiten v'lo ehye mutrad, mi ha'iruim habayim v'holchim. Mi yiten v'lo ehye mutrad, mi ha'iruim habayim v'holchim. Mi yiten v'lo ehye mutrad, mi ha'iruim habayim v'holchim. Okay, Mishpat HaShlishi, the third statement, is actually the whole of the Dharma in there, but it's a bit long, so see how you get on with it. But it's really sort of encapsulates the whole of the Dharma, I think, in one, or a lot of it. My happiness or suffering are the result of conditions and how I am with them, and not from my wishes for myself. My happiness or suffering are the result of conditions and how I am with them, and not from my wishes for myself. And sometimes, more traditionally, the word karma is coming in here as another word for the conditions, but we don't need it. My happiness or suffering are the result of conditions and how I am with them, and not from my wishes for myself. Ha'osha v'hasevel sheli hem totza'ah shel hanesibot v'hatkuva sheli alein v'lo shel tikvati klapei atzmi. Ha'osha v'hasevel sheli hem totza'ah shel hanesibot v'hatkuvot sheli alein v'lo shel tikvati klapei atzmi. Ha'osha v'hasevel sheli hem totza'ah shel hanesibot, or karma, v'hatkuva sheli alein v'lo shel tikvati, or bakashot, or ma'shenitzirich, v'lo shel tikvati klapei atzmi. So let's just take 2 or 3 minutes to be with the third phrase. Okay, so we'll post the phrases up on the board later. And we have groups this afternoon, and the names are up on the board as we go to lunch, and that's the time to ask any questions you have about the practice of the phrases or anything else that you want to ask. So we have groups today and tomorrow, and I suggest add it to the basket of tools that you have already, plenty, because they're toolbox, Agaz Kelim. Add the phrases to the Agaz Kelim that you have. Use them in the right time, in the right way. When it feels right, when you want to explore what they feel like, take time. Or you're walking meditation, just take 10 minutes to give the phrases as you walk. See what happens. See how things change. Be experimental and playful with the practice. Et hasheni. Mi yiten v'lo yeh mutrad mi ha'iruim habayim v'holchim. May I not be disturbed by the coming and going of events. That particular one is really what I've been talking about since we arrived in this retreat, specifically that sense of non-disturbance. But we'll put them up, we'll put a sheet up. So it'll be there. There's quite a long lunch break. It's 12:30 now till 3 o'clock. Just time off. It's really, not... So we can just let go a bit and have time off and go for walks around and lie down in the grass and listen to the birds. So use the long lunch break as real free time. Anything else that you can think of, I should say at this point? Okay, so as I say, the groups we can talk about a bit more. And there'll be a guided meditation at 3 o'clock, Shashalosh.